Chapter 11. The Cabin Across the Bay. I wake up in a room with two beds in it, and there is a person sleeping in the other one. I don't recognize her. There is a little table between our beds with several books on it. They are in a strange language that I can't read. Aggie. This woman is called Aggie, and she is my friend. I do know her. I am amazed at myself for knowing that. That is why I love Drake. He kissed me on a beach and made me remember. Perhaps I am starting to remember more things now. Perhaps my brain is healing. My phone is next to me on the table. I pick it up and look at it. There is an email from my brother Jacob on it. Baby sister, you never fail to surprise me. You're in the Arctic. What an amazing adventure. Are you still taking your pills? If you are, stop taking them right now. You won't remember this, but you have stopped taking them before. Last time, you went a bit crazy for a few days and your skin became spotty. But after that, you looked fine. And you were happier. I have some bad news for you. Steve, your dad, and my stepfather is on his way to find you right now. Mum started worrying when she didn't hear from you yesterday. She checked Dad's credit card account and worked out where you are in about 2 seconds. So they know that you're on an Arctic adventure to find a boy. They have, of course, called the police. So if Dad doesn't find you, the police probably will. Mum is extremely protective of you. She'll always want to keep you where she can see you. So enjoy any freedom you have now. I don't have much time left. I hate it. I don't want to die. I'm only 24 years old. And I'm angry about it. But I want to think about you now. You asked me why I ran away to Paris. It was because I hated seeing how our parents treated you. They give you pills to make you calm and sleepy instead of letting you be yourself. They tried to stop me from speaking to you, but I always found a way to reach you. We speak often, Flora. In emails, phone calls, and letters. We have a great relationship, and we've had some wonderful times, my darling. You're my world. I hope I get to see you again. But if not, it's been amazing. Thank you for everything. Jacob. Kiss, 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 kiss. I love Jacob. And he is dying. I have run away before. Mum and Dad have lied to me for years. I can't trust them. I need to find Drake because my dad or the police will be here soon and they will take me home. I take a pen and write, "Dad is coming," on my arm. There are lots of texts and emails from my parents, but I don't read them. The clock on my phone says that it is 5:10 in the morning. I sit up in bed. I am still in my clothes from yesterday. My fur coat is at the end of the bed, and my handbag is on the floor. I pick up my things and walk quietly to the door. Now it is 8 o'clock, and I am standing on a street in town. The woman from the shop where I got my boots from arrives for work. According to my notes, she was nice to me when I bought my boots. She told me to go to the university to look for Drake. I hope that she can help me again now. The woman stops and looks surprised when she sees me. "Flora," she says. She has kind eyes and grey hair. "What are you doing out here? I will call the guest house and get Aggie to come and collect you." I need your help with one thing before you do, I tell her. Okay, let's talk. I'm Henny. Coffee? She says. Yes, please, Henny, I say. I follow her into the shop. While she makes us a drink, I tell her what I need help with. My dad is coming here to collect me soon, I say, but I want to try one last time to find Drake, the boy I came here to see. Right, Henny says. She hands me a mug of coffee. Now, Flora, she says, this town is very small, and most people who live or visit here talk to and help each other. Everyone is very worried about you. I don't really know Drake, but I can tell you that he is here in town. Toby from the cafe saw him a couple of days ago and told him that there was a young woman here looking for him. Drake was very surprised. Henny stops and takes a deep breath. Drake told Toby that he has a girlfriend here. Toby wanted to tell you, but he was worried about hurting you. Drake's girlfriend is called Nadia. She is a little older than him. They study here together. Drake has a girlfriend, I say. But I'm his girlfriend. I'm sorry, darling, Henny says. Drake was Paige's boyfriend, but then I kissed him on a beach, and now he is mine. Where does Drake live? I ask Henny. Nadia lives in a little cabin across the bay, Henny says. She comes across to town in a boat every day. Drake spends a lot of time there with her, I understand. She lives across the water, I say. Yes, it's the only cabin on that side, replies Henny. So Drake is there right now? I ask. I don't know, says Henny. Listen, we'll call Nadia and ask Drake to come here to talk to you. I have stopped listening. Maybe Drake has started another relationship, but I want to go to him and look him in the eye. I cannot go home without doing that. I run out of Henny's shop and down towards the bay. She calls after me, but I do not stop. There are plenty of little boats on the bay. I get into one and start rowing in the direction of the only cabin across the water, the cabin that I saw on my boat tour. I am on a bay in the Arctic, rowing towards Drake, the love of my life. I am actually doing this. I am being brave. There is another boat on the opposite shore of the bay. I row my boat up next to it. I cannot stop to worry or think about anything. I walk up to the cabin and knock on the door. I can hear people moving inside the cabin. Then the door opens slowly, and he is in front of me. Drake Andreasen, the love of my life. I start crying immediately and run into Drake's arms. But he doesn't kiss me on the lips. He doesn't look pleased that I'm here. He doesn't even look at me. He pushes me away and closes the door in my face. I stare at the door. People are shouting behind it. I can hear Drake's voice and a woman's voice. I don't know what to do, so I stay where I am and wait. When the door opens again, a beautiful woman is standing there instead of Drake. Hi, she says to me. Her voice sounds American and she has long straight hair. Would you like to come in? I go inside with her and Drake is there, but he isn't looking at me. The living room is warm and cozy. The walls are painted dark red. There is music playing. She's crazy, he says to the woman. I try to pretend that he didn't say that. How is everything going so wrong? I remind myself that Drake kissed me and wrote beautiful words to me. I take a deep breath. Drake, I say, I came here to find you because I love you and you love me. You kissed me on the beach. I remember. You made me remember. Flora, this is crazy, Drake says. He still won't look at me. Toby in the cafe told me that you were in town, but I couldn't believe it. Do your parents know that you're here? Yes, I reply. I take one of the black stones out of my pocket. Drake, don't you remember? You kissed me and you gave me this stone. You wrote me beautiful emails. I didn't do any of that, Flora, he shouts. He is walking up and down the room. You imagined it all. None of it actually happened. Drake, don't shout at her, Nadia says. She pushes past Drake and puts an arm on my shoulder. She takes me to the sofa and tells me to sit down. I notice that I'm crying. I think you are very brave to come here, Flora, Nadia says. Drake is lying, I tell her. He did kiss me. I remember it. Then he wrote emails to me. I have never sent you a single email, Drake says. I suddenly feel very angry. Then who sent them all? I shout. Flora, says Drake angrily. You probably wrote the emails yourself, pretending to be me. It was a terrible idea to come here. I'm calling the police right now. I get up and run out of the front door. Neither of them tries to stop me.